podcast dedicated to the hit television series Lost, only on ABC. This is, of course, our first episode, so bear with us if it's a little crappy and bad, because we are really inexperienced. Well, I am really inexperienced. I'll be hosting the show by myself today, because my co-host Trevor couldn't be here, as he is at a car show with his dad. Yes, he is too good for the DharmaCasters and their listeners. See, that was a bad joke. Okay, anyways. Yeah, my name is Cody Kobashigawa. That is Kobashigawa, if you want to know. Everyone asks me how to spell it. It's K-O-B-A-S-H-I-G-A-W-A. And, yeah, I live in Ontario, Ohio. I'm 14. I just moved here, in fact, in November of 2005, last year, from Mililani, Hawaii, where I lived all my life. So that was a big change. Trevor's from there, so yeah, he's at the car show in Hawaii. And I'm here at 11:41 recording this without him, and I waited for him, but he's not here, so. Anyways, yeah, I live in Ontario. I'm in ninth grade, and yeah, I'm doing this because, of course, I love Lost, and so does he, and we're just obsessed with it. It's not even funny. Well, I'm gonna first talk about how we're gonna format our podcast. We're gonna have a little introduction always at the beginning, and then we're gonna have brief recaps of past episode, or maybe past recaps of other episodes. We're gonna have the Easter eggs and clues discussion, meaning like Easter eggs and clues that were in that episode, and other Easter eggs and clues that were significant in other episodes, and that'll be important. Then we'll have our theories and discussion. We'll talk about any good theories that we have or that you, our listeners, send in. By the way, you can send in your You can send in your theories to we don't have an email for that yet. dcast_suggestions. That is dcast_suggestions @yahoo.com. And you can find that in on the podcast, on about the podcast on iTunes. And then we'll have a wrap-up, if not something that we wanted to talk about before we do wrap up the show. And then we'll thank you guys, our listeners. And I do want to thank you for listening, because I know this will be really crappy. But it'll get better eventually, hopefully. Let's just hope that Trevor will come soon. And, yeah, I wonder how that car show is going. Anyways, recaps. Our last episode was Dave. It was a Hurley flashback episode. I'm going to move the microphone really quickly. I thought it was a really interesting episode. For one, Hurley doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would be in a mental institution, and that's exactly where he was this episode, so I thought that was kind of cool. And so, I'm going to go to LostTV.com. I love Lost TV. I think it is a great site. And, yeah. And I'm going to just, since I don't have Trevor and I need help because he's really good, too, at it. I'm just going to read the short summary. It's for Dave. Libby lends Hurley support when he begins to think the island is having strange effects on him. Locke's sense of purpose is shaken when the prisoner provides new information about the hatch. And this episode, it was not written by Carlton Cuse and Damon Lindelof, our friendly Lost, the official Lost podcasters. It was, in fact, written by Edward Kitsis and Adam Horowitz. I can't pronounce anything. And yeah, And anyways, since I am from Hawaii, I kind of know where a lot of places they film flashbacks and stuff are from. But I was surprised to find that I didn't know where this was. I haven't never seen. Maybe it was like a big cafeteria somewhere. It looked like I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just going nuts here, stressing out over this, which I shouldn't. But anyways, yeah. So I thought that was a really interesting episode. Yeah, like, there was a. I thought that this was an Easter egg in it, or something weird that the writers put in just to see if we caught it, which it was kind of an obvious, too. One of the first flashbacks that Hurley has. He's in the doctor's office, or his psychiatrist's office, or whatever. And the first scene we see of the flashback is a close-up on this big picture on a wall, and it's a picture of an island that out in the middle of an ocean, and it looks eerily similar to that of the survivors are stranded on. I'm sorry if that was worded weirdly, but it looked really similar to the ones that the plane crash landed on. Well, crashed on. So I thought that was pretty neat. And Dave. Dave creeps me out. It's funny, because it's almost not. See, I'm sorry, guys. Anyways, Dave creeps me out. Like, that smile he has on his face. Oh, I got just. Oh, it was freaky. I don't know why. And then the way he talks and stuff. And I want. I don't know. And then the writers made it seem like it might be all a dream to Hurley. Or, yeah, Libby, but it. Well, obviously, it's not. And I think the writers, or the producer, or whatever, they specifically said it'd be really disappointing if it turned out to be a dream. And I don't. It was either Damon Lindelof or Carlton Cuse that said that. So, I don't know. What else do we have here? Okay, I'm gonna go back to other episodes and talk a little bit about them. If Hurley was really imagining everything, that means he would have to imagine the plane ride and his whole trip to Australia and going to that. I think, was it Calgary or something in Australia, to that little house and talk to that lady about the numbers. And he'd have to imagine all those things. And he'd have to imagine winning the lottery because, yeah. So, if. What's that crazy dude's name? I forgot what his name was that Hurley always talked to. The dude, he always repeats the number in the mental institution, and he's always playing Connect Four. Maybe there, I don't know. I doubt there's this that significant, but maybe it will be. I doubt it. But obviously he's real, and he repeated the numbers. Maybe the numbers, just since Hurley heard it so much, if he did black out, that means it would have gone off in his mind when he was dreaming all of this. But I don't think it was a dream. God, I'm really bad at this. I am sorry, guys, but I'm really bad at this. Anyways, okay, I'll stop complaining now. I'm sorry. We do have an email for the theories. It is dcast_theories@yahoo.com, and that is dcast_theories@yahoo, YAHOO.com, and yeah, everyone knows how to spell Yahoo, unless you're illiterate. But I doubt if you're illiterate if you manage to find this podcast. Yeah, so that's our theories email. I just noticed that we had one. So, yeah, and if you wanna, I don't know, if you wanna say hi or something, you can email us at our normal email, which is dharmacasters@yahoo.com, dharmacast@yahoo.com. So if you wanna just give a shout out, or we'll read them. If we have time. Well, we probably will. But yeah. Okay, now I'm going to discuss a theory that I have. Well, it was on a It was posted on a website, but I really believe it's true. I thought it was a really good theory. It's the one about the Dharma Initiative, or the Hansel Foundation, and whatever, and they're experimenting with electromagnetism, or I can't pronounce it, electromagnetism, and how they can manipulate objects all over the world, and that's how they got the plane to crash, and how the they brought the plane down on purpose. And when it stated in the theory that when it brought the plane down, we never really see, like, time could, a long period of time could gone by before the survivors actually woke up, because we don't know the exact date the plane crashed and the exact date on the island. So that was really cool. And then it also said that it controls all over the world. And yeah, obviously they're supposed to be there for a reason, which is they're the new others, or the new workers. I don't want to say workers, like, I can't find the word. New people of the Dharma Initiation, without initiative, or however you say it, without knowing it. So I'm sorry. Okay, so anyways, I thought that was a cool theory. But it doesn't annoy me. I just don't like the theory that they're all dead and someone's in the unconscious or something. Because I'd be really disappointed if it turned out that they were all dead and it was just one survivor dreaming it all up or something. It'd be really disappointing. And that would mean that they did the whole show for nothing. There's nothing at the end to really see the point of. So I don't think they do that. I don't like that theory. And then, oh, back to Dave. Libby, at the end of the episode, in the rehab, or mental institution, whatever you call it, I thought that was creepiest thing of all. It was that really pleasant music was playing, and all of a sudden we see Libby. Here, Libby, here's your pills, and then she takes it. But that would mean she was lying to us. Well, I know there was speculation out there that she was an other, but she can't be an other. Well, she could be, unless she's lying, just lying as a whole cover and stuff. But they call her, they also call her Libby. So I don't think she's another, though. But that means she'd be she would have been lying to us. She told everyone, especially Claire, that she was a clinical psychologist. Do clinical psychologists, if someone wants to email this, the answer to this, if they know, is there a chance that clinical psychologists will really end up, they could end up in mental or rehab places like that? I think she was lying about it, and she knew all this, like, stuff to focus with Claire and stuff, what she told Claire to do. I think she learned all that from the mental institution and from watching doctors and stuff. So I can't wait to see a Libby episode. I really like Libby. I think she's a good character. I really think she's good for Hurley. And yeah. That'll be cool. Next week's episode. My computer's starting to freeze, so. Next week's episode is. Are you ready? You probably guys all know this, but. Anyways, it's SOS. And on Lost TV, it says, Rose is surprisingly and vehemently, I don't know how to pronounce that word, I'm really stupid, sorry, and vehemently opposed to Bernard's plan to create an SOS signal. Romantic sparks are rekindled between Jack and Kate when they trek into the jungle to propose a trade with the others. I wonder what that'll be. Maybe it's something with Henry Gale. Probably, but Locke also begins to question his faith in the island. Yeah, what has happened to John Locke and its fate we're supposed to be here and stuff like that. I haven't heard that for a while, actually. And maybe he'll start saying that again. And yeah, and it's it's a Rose and Bernard episode. That'll be good. It's the first episode with flashbacks from Rose and Bernard. That'll be really cool. And it airs April 12th, and I believe that is that my computer froze. Wait. That is Wednesday coming up, actually. And that'll be good. And after that, that means, according to LostTV.com, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more episodes until the season ends. And that'll be a sad moment for the of the year. Saddest moment of the year. Unless we find out some really juicy information. Which I doubt, because no one ever does that. And here's some really cool stuff. On LostMedia.com, I think it was in the news section. If you go to, here, let me find it. OceanicAirlines.com. They have changed their old screen from what it used to be. I don't remember what it was used to be. To two red blinking dots, but now if you go to it, there's three red blinking dots. And at the top, on the header thing, there's the numbers 9, 20, 19/29, 13, and 5. And what's cool about it is that if you match each number with the letter of the alphabet, for example, A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, D equals 4, and so on, and you match each number with the letter, it actually will spell out its time, but time for what? And that is really weird, but Oceanics Air, they haven't changed anything. It's still the same and stuff. That was something cool. I found really cool. Actually, I was in art yesterday morning, looking at it before class started, and I got all excited. I started like freaking out, and someone gave me a weird look, and I told them it was lost, and they even gave me a weirder look. So, yeah. But anyways, that about wraps up the first episode, the first really horrible episode. This was really bad. I'm sorry, guys. It'll get better, so please keep listening. Yeah, and hopefully Trevor, he'll be on next episode, and he'll introduce himself. And he's a big joker. He cracks a lot of jokes. Stupid jokes, so. Yeah, and he's just a cool guy. And so email us your suggestions at the suggestion email. And then you can email us at thedcast_theories@yahoo.com. And if you just want to contact us, email us at dcast_contact@yahoo.com. That is dcast_contact@yahoo.com. And if you just want to email us that nothing, like just to ask us a question that doesn't really pertain to loss, you can email us at dharmacasters@yahoo.com. dharmacasters@yahoo.com. And I have a really cool idea. I think it's cool. I think we will have open discussions every now and then. Like if you have Skype, me and Trevor and I will open a Skype account especially for the Lost Podcast, and we can have group discussions that we'll post on the Dharmacast into the feed. And well, I don't know, we'd also have like discussions, and we can post that to the feed or put it into a journal and put it on. I think that'll be cool, promote listener interaction, and that's what I like, interaction. And yeah, we'll have contests coming up and so forth, and hopefully the show will get better. So I'm Cody, and this is the first episode of Dharmacast, and I'm outie. Peace out, peeps.